Good evening. I'm Dorothy Graves, a research assistant professor at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, and this is Science Cafe Little Rock. We are here on 89.1 KUAR the fourth Tuesday of every month from 6:05 to 6:30 to talk about a science topic and give you the chance to call in with your questions. The number here in the studio, 569-8494, that's area code 501. 569-8494, and our topic for discussion tonight is investing in science. Joining me in the studio today, I have Bobby McGee. He is the director of the Arkansas Biosciences Institute and professor at the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences and dean of the graduate school. Bobby, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Dorothy. It's my pleasure to be here and talk about science.
So, we're talking about investing in science and sort of the scientific process as it goes along. You're involved in medical education, you're involved in research, and you teach medical students as well as graduate students. So let's sort of start off with, tell us why people should care about science. Why is that something that they should really pay attention to?
Well, that's a good question, but so science is incredibly fundamental to many of the topics covered in biomedical education, whether it's master's or PhDs, and also for medical students. So, you've got all kinds of science from social sciences to biomedical sciences, and we cover lots of those at UAMS.
And science can be a big part of the economy here, not just in Arkansas, but in other states as well, correct?
It is, and it's pretty widespread. So whether it's people who are teaching science to our K-12 or folks who are in investing in science and biotechnology or teaching at the university and college level, whether they are practicing physicians or practicing scientists or psychologists across the state, science drives a lot of industry and a lot of economy across the state.
So where all do we have science in Arkansas? Can you name some of the sort of central areas?
Central areas would be for, depending on the whether you're talking about for industry or for education. Education occurs across every county in the state, all 75 counties. The areas that you might think of that involve biotechnology, those were mostly in central Arkansas, here in the Little Rock, North Little Rock, greater metropolitan area, as well as northwest Arkansas. But, we also have the new Hewlett-Packard facility in Conway. There's a new steel corporation going up in eastern Arkansas. We've got a new paper plant coming into Arkadelphia. You go down into southwest Arkansas in the El Dorado Magnolia area, and there's oil industry. Science is a critical part of all of those industries, and we desperately need knowledge-based, educated individuals to fill those positions and many of the positions in those kinds of industries. So really, it's all over the state.
Our number here in the studio, if you are just joining us, is 569-8494, area code 501-569-8494. You're listening to Science Cafe Little Rock, talking with Bobby McGee, professor at UAMS, dean of the graduate school, and also director of the Arkansas Biosciences Institute. So I want to kind of curve off in that direction for a little while. What is the Arkansas Biosciences Institute?
So the Arkansas Biosciences Institute, and I'll refer to it as ABI. ABI is one of seven programs that were started about 15 years ago. And many of you may remember that in 2000, there were a number of states that got together and filed suit against the major tobacco companies. That became known, and they resolved that case, and many of the states that participated in that by some formula, got a large amount of money that would be distributed to them annually, potentially for in perpetuity, but so far now going on, getting close to 16, 17 years. This money was called the Master Settlement Agreement and distributed to the states. And in 2000, there was a lot of discussion about what to do with it here in Arkansas. And one of the things that was came about was that our then Senate pro tem was former Governor Mike Beebe, and the governor at the time was Mike Huckabee, and they got together developed an initiated act, the Initiated Act of 2000, the Tobacco Settlement Act of 2000. And then in 2001, they set up the appropriations for seven organizations, and the Arkansas Biosciences, or ABI, was one of those organizations. And the ABI, we get about $10 million a year, and that $10 million is split among five research-intensive institutions across the state. It is the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences, the Arkansas Children's Hospital Research Institute, the University of Arkansas Fayetteville, Arkansas State University in Jonesboro, and the statewide University of Arkansas system. And that money is split up by formula according to the act and used to promote biomedical, tobacco cessation, and agricultural research across the state.
Now, was that a unique choice in how to use those tobacco funds?
It is. And in fact, most of the states, I believe there were 37, most of those states have allocated that money into roads and highways and appropriations. Arkansas is one of a few who continue to use it solely for improving health.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Science Cafe Little Rock. You can call us here. We're talking about investing in science with Bobby McGee. He is Dean of the Graduate School at UAMS and Director of Arkansas Biosciences Institute. Our number 569-8494, area code 501-569-8494. So you said it's a partnership of different institutions that are research intensive, but what does the productivity look like? You said that we were talking before we got on the air that you all have hit some big milestones recently.
We have hit a number of milestones this year that were really sort of highlighted last month with a press conference with the governor. But one of our major charges is to take the resources that we receive through the Act and leverage those into additional extramural funding from outside of the state, from federal agencies such as the National Institutes of Health, United States Department of Agriculture, National Science Foundation. These are all federal organizations that provide grants and research contracts to educational institutions across the country and in some cases the world. They're very competitive. Currently, most federal agencies are funding at somewhere around 1 in 10 and 1 in 12 applications. So a lot of the resources that we get with ABI among our member institutions goes to support pilot grants, to develop sort of preliminary data that can be used to submit very competitive grant applications to these agencies that I just mentioned and others. And that's leveraging small amounts of money for pilot data, for preliminary data, into major grant awards. So a classic example would be that maybe an investigator at UAMS or Fayetteville receives a $30,000 one-year appropriation from the ABI and then uses that to generate data and submits it as preliminary data for a project to the National Institutes of Health, and he wins a five-year, $250,000 a year grant from the National Institutes of Health. So that's quite a leverage factor.
And this has been very successful across the different campuses mm-hmm. and across different types of applicants, as I understand.
It is. And as you might imagine, UAMS is very heavily leveraged with National Institutes of Health. the agricultural system and the Fayetteville campus get a lot of resources from National Science Foundation and the USDA. ASU is sort of a hybrid. They have both agricultural as well as biomedical. And, of course, Children's Research Institute is also in NIH. But in the 14 years that we've been receiving money, we have gotten somewhere around $138 million over this 14 years. We have leveraged that in grant funding to this year we exceeded the $500 million mark. And our total cumulative over the 14 years through fiscal 16 was $508 million that came to Arkansas.
That's amazing. And that, that's involving your faculty at these institutions, but also students as well, right?
Lots of students. Virtually, I won't say all, but a very large proportion of these. This is all done in the academic environment.
Whether they are high school students that come to participate in programs at Fayetteville and Jonesboro, or undergraduate students at any of these institutions, as well as graduate students and medical students at UAMS are all involved in these research projects and as part of training the next generation.
Our number here in the studio, 569-8494. If you're just tuning in, this is Science Cafe Little Rock, talking about investing in science with Bobby McGee, who is the Dean of the Graduate School at UAMS and Professor of Pediatrics and Director of the Arkansas Biosciences Institute. So where do you think we would be if we hadn't gotten those tobacco settlement dollars and we hadn't moved in the direction of creating ABI?
So I can tell you maybe where we've come, and I've stated this sort of little story to the board of directors for the Arkansas Bioscience Institute, as well as the several legislative committees. But I joined the faculty. I'm an Arkansan. I went to a graduate school here. I went off for my postdoc fellowship and came back, and in 1993 joined the faculty. Pretty soon I had NIH funding, and once you do that, you begin getting asked to be on NIH study sections. These are groups of people that review research proposals for NIH, and all agencies have these types of things. In the early 90s and mid-90s, I'd go to these sections, and they might not even know where Arkansas was. They thought it was somewhere on the other side of New Mexico, or it was really quite remarkable going to these meetings, because they would say, you're Arkansas now exactly where in Arkansas? And you had to do a lot of explaining. And we have come a long way. Arkansas is a destination place now for biomedical research. It is not going to ever be the East Coast or the West Coast or the extreme Northeast, but it is becoming a destination place. It's a great place to live. People are recognizing it. And part of that is because we have tremendously increased our research portfolio across the entire state, and that gets noticed at the national level. So you go to these meetings now, and you're sitting at the same table in a collegial manner, and it's really been game-changing for the state of Arkansas. Things like the Arkansas Biosciences Institute and other agencies like that across the state make a big difference in making headway in that area. So it has been incredibly important to our growth and recognition at the national and international level.
What are the other groups that are involved around Arkansas?
So we work with them and do sort of dual strategies with them as well. But one in particular is the Arkansas Research Alliance with Jerry Adams, who's the director of the Arkansas Research Alliance. He has a source of money that is used strictly to recruit high-profile faculty. One of the things that I'd mentioned that one of the things the ABI dollars are used for is for pilot grants. We also use those. Each of our five institutions use money to recruit high-profile faculty as well. And in fact, ABI over the last 14 years has brought in 145 investigators, research scientists, and educators to Arkansas. Now, not solely using ABI resources, but ABI resources have helped sort of enhance the recruitment package for these faculty to come to Arkansas, much like the Arkansas Research Alliance. Innovate Arkansas is another organization that really is focused on entrepreneurship. Another thing that the ABI does is help promote patents and patent applications, which then in turn lead to, ideally, small startup companies, and then they grow into larger companies.
Our number here in the studio, 569-8494, area code 501-569-8494. If you want to call in with your questions about investing in science, talking with Bobby McGee, who is Dean of the Graduate School and Professor at UAMS and Director of the Arkansas Biosciences Institute. So do you think ABI and the Arkansas Research Alliance and Innovate Arkansas, do you think that has had a big impact on recruitment here to the state?
I don't think there's any question that it has, because we sort of have a saying when we're recruiting people, we need to get them to Arkansas, and once they get here, they sort of get hooked. Part of it is because it's a wonderful place to live. If you like outdoors, it's a dream state. But the other is they're very surprised at the level and the quality of science that's going on here. It's really, really quite amazing. I do a lot of recruiting, both medical and graduate students. And I tell them, I said, you know, the difference in us and the coasts and the Northeast is not at all in quality, it's in quantity. We're never going to be a Harvard with 10,000 remarkable scientists. But we compete for the same grants, we do the same type of research, and we publish in the same papers. The quality is there, it's just at a smaller level in terms of the numbers.
So I'm guessing this will be a hard question to answer, but what are some of your favorite things that ABI has invested in over the year, be those recruits or different projects or students? Do any sort of jump out to you?
So, yeah, we're going to run out of time. A couple of things right out of the gate is when the act was initiated, there were two large buildings built. One is the Biomedical Research 2 building at UAMS, and the other is the Arkansas Biosciences Institute building at the Arkansas State University campus in Jonesboro. Those immediately filled with scientists and educational training programs. So just right out of the gate, there was a tremendous benefit right there. We have recruited some amazing individuals. Arkansas State recruited a scientist. Her name is Carol Kramer, and Carol has done just a wealth of amazing projects. But more recently, she started a small biotech company based on her research at ASU, where she was able to develop a pharmaceutical that was literally grown in tobacco plants, and has then patented it. And it treats a rare genetic disorder, Gaucher disease. Our former chancellor, I. Dodd Wilson, and continuing with our current chancellor, Dr. Dan Ron, half of the money that comes to UAMS goes directly to the Cancer Institute. And that was part of a recruitment package to Dr. Peter Emanuel, who's the director of the Winthrop P. Rockefeller Cancer Institute. So it's not like it's his money, but it goes directly to cancer research and cancer-related projects that are helping us move forward towards National Cancer Institute designation.
So we just have a couple of minutes left. What are you looking forward to? You know, you've hit some big milestones in science advancement here in Arkansas in the last year. What are you looking forward to over the next 2 to 5 years?
So I think in the next 2 to 5 years, the over the last 14 years, a sort of new paradigm shift has been occurring, and that is what we think of as team science. And you're no longer, it's unusual, there's still a rare breed out there of a single scientist working at a single bench doing his or her work. It's really more team, because there's the level of specialization has gotten so intense that it really is important to bring multidisciplined people together. And this isn't something that happened overnight, but it has happened over the last couple of decades that ABI has sort of been around. And I think what we're going to need to do is figure out how all of us can work together towards central themes, whether that's cancer, stopping cancer, whether that's increasing research into mechanisms of addiction for things like smoking and drugs, whether that's informatics. You know, the digital world is changing faster than mere mortals can keep up with, and it's going to take a lot of team discipline to move forward in some of these fields. So we have a unique opportunity with a remarkable resource that the people of Arkansas set aside for this in 2000 that we're trying to be good stewards of.
Well, that's exciting stuff. Well, thank you, Bobby. Thank you for being here. And if you want to keep chatting with us, Bobby and I are headed up to our new location for Science Cafe. We will be in the upstairs party room at U.S. Pizza in Hillcrest. That's on Kavanaugh, almost directly across the street from where we used to host the Science Cafe. And there's an elevator there if you don't like the stairs. We will be there from 7 to 9 o'clock tonight to expand our discussion, to discuss not only the value of science, but the cost of losing science and technology. It'll be pretty interesting. Bobby will be joined by John Cardinal, Supervisory Special Agent with the FBI, and Matt McMahon, Assistant Professor in the Department of Economics and Finance here at UALR. Well, thank you, Bobby, once again for being here. And for 89.1 KUAR and Science Cafe, I'm Dorothy Graves.